the CEO of Phantom Fireworks has pajamas with his logo. Sparklers refuse to burn him, purely out of respect. He won the same Lifetime Achievement Award for Innovative Fireworks twice. He has never lit a dud, but if he did, it would be glorious. His ash snakes are free range and poisonous. He is Johnny Starr, the most interesting man in fireworks.
The word, Brian. What is this job all about?
Fire.
Welcome.
Always amazed at the opening.
Well, yeah, we've heard that one many, many times.
Yes, I can't get enough of it, though.
Fireworks Brigade, episode 49. We're on the cusp of something great, although Dino would beg to differ, I think. We're on the cusp of something great. We're still here in Fargo.
Yep.
Fireworks Brigade, proudly presented by Star Fireworks. We never seem to get that in there.
No, we never do.
We have a bit of a different show. We always do some type of game show. This time we're going to do Wheel of Fortune, or as Dino calls it,
Wheel of Misfortune.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. The Wheel of Misfortune, but it's going to be fireworks theme. We have world-renowned Charlie Harper. Say hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
So, in order to save time, we have Clay. Don't know your last name, Clay, but that's all right.
It's okay.
We have
no last name.
Clay White.
Yeah. Clay White. One of the Labradors.
Even though he's an Indian.
Clay was one of the Labradors from last year, so Clay's going to be our Vanna White. That we've taken a big step back, but anyway. So we're going to do Wheel of Fortune, Wheel of Misfortune. So we'll do the first puzzle, and then while Clay's resetting the board, we can talk a little bit about fireworks,
okay.
And then we go there. And we even have a big wheel behind us.
I know, we got that.
Yeah, you're going to have to turn around and spin it and all that good stuff.
I see the bankrupt already.
Yeah.
It's got your name written all over it, Dino.
Yeah, that's not good. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. I never watch Wheel of Fortune, do you?
Oh, I do. Religiously. I have nothing else to do. It's off season.
I know you? Okay. Yeah, I never watch a show. It's been on forever.
Yeah.
It's been on since, I don't know, 75?
They used to give away, you used to have to spend the money on prizes.
Yeah, I remember that. Now you just get to keep the money?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, if you go to the casino, they got Wheel of Fortune.
The slot machines. Yeah, you play that one?
I love those slot machines.
Absolutely. Especially when it's doing that.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Does that mean it's a good one?
Yep, you're spinning.
Yeah, it goes beep, beep.
All right, so our first puzzle is the title of the puzzle is an agency, all right? So people at home, who knows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words, a lot of letters up there. So who do you want to go? Who do you want to spin first?
I'll spin first.
John's going to spin first. Go ahead, spin that wheel. If you spin it hard, we might be here all night.
Oh.
So, but that's okay. We got it. First one is almost bankrupt. 400. So, John, you know how this works,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I'm. Give me a T, Clay.
Is there a T? Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
You know which one to pull?
I do. Hold on.
He's had like a 4.6 average out of a 4.0.
There's one T, right?
It's the third one down.
Ooh, there's a T.
So John's got 400.
400.
All right, now you get to spin again, right?
Say,
Didn't even go around once.
Because you told me not to spin it.
300.
300. Is there an R, Clay?
There is.
All right, how many R's? Three R's. All right, turn them up.
Yeah, you could have just picked like, you know, doghouse or something.
Yeah, well, this is the longest one. I figured we would start off with this one, although I think you probably already know what it is. You can't remember where the R's are?
I do. I just need to look at
You should know with a clue. You, oh, my God. John, is, spin again.
Yes. This is one of the reasons why we don't have too much going on in the warehouse anymore.
I'm going to take the headphones off. Yeah, you can take the headphones off. You don't need them. Oh, 300
another
again.
Another 300.
All right. We got the three R's up. There you go.
And this is an agency.
Agency.
Right.
All so
right.
300 again, John.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a S.
S.
There is an S.
One. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Another 300. Quit. Right. Don't slam that thing down. Put it down on your chair, not on the table.
Yeah.
There you go. John spins again.
And
you keep ending up on 300.
300. Well, at least I'm not getting bankrupt.
All right. 300, John. Pick another letter.
I'm going to say, is there N.
N. There is an N.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I'll take it. When do I get to buy a vowel? Anytime?
Anytime you want. How much do vowels cost? We'll make them two. How much are they?
$6.
Two. We'll make it 200. Vowels are 200.
200 for a vowel?
Yeah,
well, 100.
100. 100.
100 for a vowel.
All right, which vowel you want?
Is there an A?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 A's.
So that cost you 1,000 for that?
No.
It just cost you 200?
Cost you 100, you said.
All right. I don't know. I don't watch Wheel of Fortune, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Call your girlfriend. Tell her you're not going to be home till Thanksgiving.
No. I shouldn't have picked such a long one.
What yeah, this is a big word for
yeah,
Clay.
Yeah. Well, John, roll, spin the spinner again.
Clay only goes. I'm going to go fat. I'm going to go far in this one.
The next one will be short, I promise.
Yeah. You mean there's another one? I think I got truck loaded. Oh,
500.
Almost hit that bankrupt.
Wait, Clay's still turning. Clay's still turning letters. All right, Clay.
Oh my God, I'm glad we didn't give this. I'm glad we didn't give this to Jeffrey.
Okay, here we go.
Doesn't he know the word?
He
already?
Should know the word. We all know the word.
Doesn't he know how to spell? All
right, what's the next one? You got it?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, this is for 500, John.
It's for 500.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
Solve it.
You could solve it.
I wish I could solve it.
Really?
I'm so stupid.
Okay. Clay, move over so he could see. Yeah. You could, that's right. You could solve it at any time.
Yeah. Well, if I knew it.
You're pretty much
and
running the table.
Something.
Pick a letter.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
It's 500.
I'm going to go with an L.
No.
There's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There is one. Yeah. There's two.
Duh.
There's two.
Wow, you know the puzzle, and I don't.
We already know the answer.
Yeah, yeah, there are. There's two.
Would you go bankrupt already?
Go ahead, spin again, John.
The agency will bankrupt you.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh!
700!
So close to bankruptcy, 700.
Hang it, but how come I don't...
Well, pick another letter.
Help me out. Dino, give me a letter.
No.
A D.
Ah, wrong answer.
No. There's a D.
Oh, yeah, there is. And D.
I forgot to use my sound effects.
That's the only...
That's the only D. That's why I knew, yeah.
All right, next. Spin again.
Come on, spin.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so nervous.
I'm so nervous. You're not good at this game, are you?
No, I can't. My mother was good at this game.
Yeah, my mom too. Uh-oh, bankrupt.
No.
Oh, 500.
Oh, my God. It's an agent. Government agency?
Agency is the hint.
Oh, agency is the hint.
Yes.
Oh, my God. 500. I need this letter. Is there a... can I buy a vowel?
Sure.
E.
He's got to pick a letter first. He can't buy a vowel until he picks the letter. He should have bought it last time before he started.
Oh, okay. All right. Pick a letter. Right. I don't watch the game. Go ahead. Pick a letter.
Okay.
Well, that's right. You spun the wheel. You got to pick the. Yes. You got to pick a vowel.
S. No, I got S already. Sorry about that.
That's it. You said it already. Now it goes on to the next person.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah. You are.
Right.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'm going to get bankrupt right now.
Dino spins. John's out. It's got all these points. Lose a turn.
Lose a turn.
Charlie Harper, you get to spin.
Loser.
Wow. That just happened.
That just happened. Yeah.
Can we go anyway?
Yeah. Oh, Charlie with the hefty spin.
I hope you go bust.
I'll show you how to get
bankrupt.
Yeah.
Charlie's got 600.
Can I solve the puzzle?
Well, you gotta pick a letter first. You gotta make some money.
Pick a letter.
I'm in the fireworks business. I got all the money I need. Come on.
There you go.
B.
Ah, yes, B.
Nice. You get two B's. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So we have two B's on the board. You're going to spin again? You're going to risk it or are you going to solve it?
Well, risk it.
Risk it. Go for it.
It's up to you.
One more spin.
All right. Spin it one more time.
Peer pressure.
All right. Where are we at? You still don't know it, John? Wow. Wow.
Dino's known it for like the...
Charlie just went bankrupt.
You should have... Chuck! Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Johnny gets to spin. It's going to come all the way back to him. He's dipped in crap, this guy. He's going to get the lucky.
I want
to
buy a vowel.
Now you can buy... You really need to buy a vowel to solve
it. I don't know what it is.
You can't buy a vowel until after you spin and you pick a letter.
No, you buy it.
Oh, you can't buy a vowel?
Not until you spin and pick a letter. You got to pick a letter first, and then you can buy the vowel.
Because I just spun, you're saying.
You didn't spin yet.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't I buy a vowel now?
No, you got to spin first.
You can't buy a vowel before you even spin the wheel. Go.
You got to spin.
Oh, man.
Has anybody got any alcohol?
I can't believe you don't know this.
I don't know this.
It's been a long day in the warehouse.
800 for John. And he's not going to get it. Even Clay would get this one.
No, Clay wouldn't get this one.
800, John.
I'm going to go for...
alcohol.
Is there... I'm glad there's no time limit on this show.
There should be a time limit.
Is there a C?
There you go. Yeah, there's three of them, right?
Yeah.
Three of them. Oh, my God.
If you don't get it now,
2,400.
Oh, I got it.
Ooh. All right. Would you like to solve the puzzle?
I would like to
solve it. Why don't you buy your vowel?
No, you don't need to buy a vowel. Don't prolong this. You know it. Solve it.
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Woo! Yay!
Boo.
Johnny won the first one. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco,
How
and
much
Firearms.
Money do I got there, Pat?
Yeah, you got 13, 16, 19, 17, 27, 34, 5,800.
Okay, 5,800. I'm losing $5,800 in business right now. Look at it. I'm playing this game. All right.
Let's go. All right. We're going to pick the next one. Hold on. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves?
Oh, okay. We'll talk amongst each other. Can I make a quick phone call? Could I do that? Yeah, you put me on
pause. Sure.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll push that up. Hello and welcome to Pyro Podcast, coming at you live from the ASD show in Sin City. This is your guest host, Dino, a.k.a. Firecracker, with Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. Take it over, guys.
Here comes Dino right now.
There he is.
Where, see, he's already had like a couple shots, it looks like. He's all tuned up.
We know we're not talking about Dino.
Yeah. No, Dino's probably... Is Dino at the windbreak tonight?
How are things shaping up? And how's Dino shaping up?
Yeah, angry face. We named that after Dino. Sometimes Dino gets a little crabby during the season, but it's understandable because he's now working 7 hours.
Do you know Dino has season tickets for that?
Yeah, of course. He's a big player. Yeah, him and Josh. Dino's at the windbreak at 5:10, and you can always see him doing his special show there.
Just don't get it confused with the Viagra. You'll have a whole different kind of happy.
No, but he's not rolling out of bed anymore.
The next one, one of my favorite, the angry cock.
Oh, yes, angry cock.
And cock is rooster, so we could say that because we're you know,
we named that after Dino. That's his cake. You know, it was hard. It was a rough year, but we did squeeze out enough money in the budget to get Dino a brand new radio flyer.
Nice.
Well,
a wagon?
A wagon. Okay. He doesn't have a driver's license, but we could tow him behind one of the other vehicles.
Well, Dino's giving you dirty looks over.
Well, yeah.
We'll get him to talk later.
He never liked the idea of these podcasts, you know, but we got him schooled on him now, and he actually likes it. You know, Dino will be at the helm of Star Fireworks, so... You may see him around there on the 4th of July. You may not. You never know.
He doesn't exude happiness, really.
He's trying now. I tried to give him some happy pills.
He
spit them back up.
Get drunk and have a good time. Dino? Where's Dino speaking?
He's probably at a bar that we don't know he's at.
He dropped off the stuff and ran. He's irony impaired. Did Dino behave at the PGA this year?
For the most part, he behaved pretty good.
Oh, so he was actually like a role model?
I wouldn't say that. Try and sound a little panicky like you do it around the 3rd of July.
Well, no, you have to sound like you're in charge. You got to be like stern. What are you laughing at?
As
you can tell, we make fun
of
Dino quite a bit.
It's like a Dino roast.
Very sure it's about not working.
Well, Dino said he called a week after, and I find that hard to believe. but you know, and sometimes I don't know what week Dino's talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the week after.
Week after what?
Yeah, week after his communion? We don't know, you know? No.
Just like Dino. Dino works really hard, too.
Yeah, no. Dino's nonstop. He works nonstop. A lot of times he works remotely from different restaurants and areas.
Well, I mean, what did we say about Dino, though? He procrastinates in reverse.
In reverse, yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is like Dean Martin, but a Dino roast, you know?
The only reason we do this to Dino is so he listens to our podcast, because he solely listens to see how we jab him. He's told us before. That's the only reason he listens.
What does he do? Like, sit around and ponder the Muppets in order of doability?
The funny thing is, Dino took so many days off for Steve's wedding, he thought it was Dino's wedding.
But knowing Dino, some of that might be a little hyperbole.
Well, he makes a lot of it up. I mean, I had to take one of my favorite lines from The Bronx Tale and told Dino in all nice way. Is Mickey Mantle paying your bills?
Nice.
What episode is this going to be?
I think this is number, what, 20?
24,
24 episodes. It's a milestone, and if you go back and listen to all of them, they take a pot shot at me.
Every one of them. One.
Why? Dino.
Why on?
Why?
Why A, Dino, yes. So
that means I love you. That means I love you, Dino.
I love Dino.
Yeah, we love Dino, yeah.
The Fireworks Brigade is what will make America great again.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia.
All right, we're back, John. You ready? You going back to a phone call?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello? Okay, 103-inch tubes. Okay,
we're making deals here as we go.
All right, sounds good. Yep, you got. Yep, bye.
All right. More Wheel of Fortune. Ready?
Fortune.
All right, this is the second one. John's winning with 5,800. Dino nothing. Charlie nothing. This one, this is rhyme time. All right, you got it. And these are all firework themed. So. Well, just like the same category they have on the show, this is called Rhyme Time. So do you start now because he started the last one? So we'll let Dino start this
Let Dino start.
This is a much shorter two words.
Thank you.
Yeah. 900 for Dino. Ooh, go ahead, Dino.
This will R. Be,
yes, there is an R. There's a couple. R's. Two R's. So Dino's got 1,800.
Wow. He's coming up close on me, Ron.
All right, Dino, want to spin again? I actually have a spin noise, but we don't need it.
300.
300 for Dino.
P.
No P.
Wrong answer.
I got a wrong answer somewhere.
There you go.
All right, so P, here's the little list of the letters that we cannot use. All right, go ahead. Charlie Harper, your spin.
Well, that's a good thing to have, Ron.
Yeah. The last clue had so many letters we didn't need it. I think it had every letter in the alphabet.
And I still couldn't solve it.
800 for Charlie.
800. How about
An S.
No. P and S have been used. 500 for John.
T.
Yes.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 T's.
2,500. What did you just walked into? I now I know why Dino's disgruntled, because everything right just happens for you. Oh, give me a T. Oh yeah, there's five of them, Mr. Masari. Would you like a massage and a haircut on the way out?
Oh jeez.
What is it?
Rhyme time. Go ahead, John. You want to buy a vowel, solve, or spin?
Well, I think I'm going to solve the puzzle there, Ronnie.
You're
going to
solve the puzzle, and the puzzle is?
Twitter glitter.
Hey, John wins 2,500. Holy cow. He's up to 8,300. Oh, my gosh.
Blow out the balloon, Dino.
I gave up sleep for this.
That's what I was
thinking.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Dino back. Hey, wait, now we got some time. We talked about before how Dino had a run-in with a ghost in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. We want
to hear your story. It was Pele.
Pele, the goddess of fire.
Yeah, okay. What happened? Explain the story.
Okay, so we were in Kona and contemplated turning around and picking her up.
Okay.
You know, I figured she was stranded, but there was no car around or anything. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I just continued to go on my way.
Okay.
And then they told me, when I told somebody about it later,
mm-hmm.
they told me about Pele, the goddess of fire, that people have seen sightings of her, and she's good looking and stuff. Right. And that's how I figured it was her.
All right.
But I was going to turn around thinking, well, either it's somebody stranded or like a hooker or something.
Okay, we see where this is going.
No, but I says, if I would have put, I had a lump of John's cash with me. And I could just imagine picking her up to drive or somewhere
right.
and getting carjacked at gunpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could just imagine John going, so let me get this straight. You were driving in the middle of nowhere. You saw a beautiful looking girl. You stopped. She got in. You went down about 3 blocks and you got robbed of my 50K. So that's why I never stop.
Yeah, yeah. You running down the street after a girl with your pants
she
on
was,
wrinkles.
She was beautiful, and well, there was.
What does
nobody...
it say about her in the Wikipedia thing, John?
Wikipedia. What does it say? In the Hawaiian religion, Pele, the fire goddess, is the goddess of fire, lightning, wind, and volcanoes, and the creator of the Hawaiian islands. Often referred to as Madam Pele or Titi Pele. In a sign of respect, she is well known within the Hawaiian mythology and is notable for her contemporary presence and cultural influence as an enduring figure from ancient Hawaii.
You actually think it was a ghost that you think it was this?
He thought it was a girl. I mean, he says girl.
But all the locals told you it was this ghost.
Yeah, but there have been sightings of her, and you're not supposed to pick her up. It's not.
No. Well, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, especially with Johnny's cash in your pocket.
Yeah, I don't recommend picking up a dog with my cash. But anyways, there was one guy that picked her up.
Yeah.
And he stopped and picked her up, and he went up the road a little bit, and there was a big accident.
Uh-huh.
And he would have been in that accident had he not stopped to pick her up. And then when he went to tell her, oh, my God, look at that accident.
To look over, she was gone.
There's nobody there.
Really?
Yeah. So that's one of the, but we knew nothing about this whole goddess of fire until he started telling, you know, one of our friends out there what he saw. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you just saw, you know, what a rare sighting.
Charlie, you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
Do you really? Have you had a run in with a ghost? Have you had an encounter?
Many.
Really? Do you care to fill us in on one?
You know, like driving up to the house and the lights are on. It's like coming in. And,
oh, okay. But know, nothing. Have you ever actually
the
seen?
The refrigerator's open. All the beer's gone.
Well, so, that could be just know. A. Yeah.
That could be Dino on,
that's
early
on a
night.
Tuesday. That's a Tuesday night.
That could have been our picture taker, Clay, robbing your house because he knows you're doing a podcast here. I believe in ghosts, so I always did.
Do you really believe in ghosts? Yeah. Oh, come on.
Well, you should believe in ghosts. You are married to one.
Well, it's more like a demon.
More like a devil. Yeah,
yeah, demon. Say, yeah, that's what, not a ghost.
Yeah, Casper was a friendly ghost. Yeah.
All right. Our next clue is ready. Ready? Yeah. All right. This one is, I think the clue is before and after, right, Clay? You got the thing?
Does it say before and after?
Yes, right? On top. Yeah, before and after. So you know how that works, right? It's the same. It goes, it's before and after. If you watch Wheel of Fortune, it'll, the words will like all connect together. You'll see it. So again, it's all fireworks themed. So Charlie gets to start on this one. Let's let Charlie spin. It's four words.
It's always game show night during retail week.
Yes. Always oh, fun. Charlie goes bankrupt.
Let me guess. My turn again.
Your turn again.
Weird.
Do you get to keep your 1800 or do you lose it because you didn't solve the puzzle?
No, he gets I lose it. Oh. I'm at zero.
Oh, lose a turn, Dino. Your turn.
Oh, John loses a turn. Dino's
I did it out of pure sympathy.
Dino's going to run the table here. I got a feeling. Oh, 300.
S.
Nice. S. There's a few S's, isn't there?
One, two. Can you count that high?
S's. Three S's for Dino. So that's 900. All right.
Nice, Dino.
I don't think you know this one already, do you? There's no way.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
Dino's pretty quick, though.
It would be the next one.
Doesn't he know how to spell?
Yeah, once you know the word.
You know the word.
Oh,
mother of God nature.
Dino loses a turn. Charlie, it's up to you. Spin the wheel. We got three S's on the board. Oh.
Bankrupt.
Charlie goes bankrupt. We're back to John. This is a mean three wheel. Times. $400 for John.
T.
Yeah, there's a T. Three T's, of course there are. It gives you 1,200. Spin again, John.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to? Oh,
well. Oh, no, I'll just spin again.
And then you buy the vowel.
Yeah. Oh, bankrupt.
Johnny goes bankrupt. We're up to Dino. Dino's got 900 in the bank. Before he lost his turn, let's see if he can get some traction here. No. Oh.
No traction in bankrupt land.
Dino goes bankrupt, Charlie.
Yeah, but.
The show that blows.
800 for Charlie. All right, Charlie, pick a letter.
Pick a letter.
Yes.
I'd like to solve.
Do you know it?
You know it?
Really?
Dino's just good at this.
Yeah, he's good at this.
About an N?
Well, he sucks at spinning a wheel.
Wrong answer.
No, there is no N. All right, John, it's up to you. Oh, could be bankrupt. No, 500.
500. Is there R?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
There is two R's.
Two R's. It gives John 1,000. You want to buy a vowel or spin again? Yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah, let me see where the R's are first. Yeah. Ah, yes. I know so the bad. Three.
Yeah, no shiznits.
Oh boy. I'll spin the puzzle.
John's gonna spin. He's risking bankrupt and lose a turn. Oh, that bankrupt could come around. John goes bankrupt. Dino gets it. He's got that gleam in his eye. He knows
I'm going to go bankrupt too.
Dino goes bankrupt as well. Now we got Charlie. getting use out of that sound effect today.
Oh, yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one. There's how many? 12 slots on that wheel, and we've spun bankrupt. Like, the odds are overwhelming that we keep hitting this bankrupt. Lose a turn.
Nope.
Oh, good. 600.
600. M, please.
There's an M.
There is an M.
All right, John.
Would you like to buy a vowel, sir?
No, I think I will. How much money do I got?
Yeah, well, you got 600 on for this. You got 83 in the bank.
I'm a gambling man, Ron.
Oh, sure. There you go.
Lose a turn. John loses a turn. Now it's the Dino.
If it stops on bankrupt.
300.
Oh, 300.
Would you like to buy a vowel, sir?
No. B.
There you go. 300 for Dino.
Is there another puzzle after this if I solve quick?
Yeah, there's one more puzzle.
All right, I'll solve. Do you care to solve for me?
No.
Beast Master of Rockets.
There you go.
Oh, Beast Master.
Master of Rockets.
That's why I didn't solve it, because I was going to say First Master of Rockets.
Beast Master.
Yeah, Master Beast Master
of Rockets.
Yeah,
well, when I told you I was going to solve it at the beginning, I thought it was Beast Master of Puppets.
That's Master of Rockets.
Yeah.
And then I would have thought I won, and then you would have been like, that is not the right answer.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. One more puzzle left.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, Clay got to load a truck tonight. What else are we doing here in Star Fireworks tonight at Fargo? We're doing, we had a pretty good day today.
We had a good day today.
And
I wanted to ask you a question.
What's that question?
You had, we were having pizza in the break room yesterday, and you have a new employee this year, Nate. He used to work for a rival.
For a rival, yes.
Yes, yes. He used to work for one of your rivals. And we were having pizza in the break room yesterday, and he actually said that he worked here for like 3 days, and he didn't even know you were the boss because you worked so hard.
I know.
He
told me that on the first day. He says, seeing John on that forklift driving around and pulling orders, I would have never thought that was the owner.
Yeah. It's like the guys at the PGI when they come up to me and they say, how long have you been working for Dino? And Dino sits out there like, remember that one year? Remember that one year at PGI, Dino? You're sitting out there, the sun's, he's sitting there like the Paulie was sitting there with the big shade and he's getting the sun. And then the guy says, how long you work for Dino? I'm like, where, what? Yes.
I did listen to yesterday's podcast, by the way.
How'd you like it?
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty happy that you guys only spent 5 minutes roasting me. And then we went on to Adam West's package and Burt Ward being kinky. I mean, made me feel pretty good that we just jumped the top.
Charlie, the other day we spoke to Adam West from the grave.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
And how's he doing?
He was happy to have Alfred back. He said heaven's no match for his mansion.
I had a question for you. Do you ever look like on Craigslist or any social media for advertisements for fireworks? I was reading a story, a social media advertisement for fireworks led the sheriff's deputies to, you know, confiscate all these illegal fireworks and stuff. You wouldn't recommend to anybody out there listening to buy fireworks off of Craigslist or anything like that?
No, we just had an incident yesterday where we got a Facebook page of a guy selling quarter sticks and 3-inch mortars and everything's holding it right there on Facebook.
Very, very blatant about
with
it,
his
right?
name, his last name, and his phone number. That's how, I mean, it's lucky to...
So it's just a calling card for the police to show up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Well, okay, aside from the facts that the police can come and arrest you, but I mean, you wouldn't recommend anybody going to buy that product because you have no idea of the quality of that stuff, right?
Well, yeah, that, and you know, I mean, I just, who would take it serious? I would think it would be some type of scam where I'm going to go on Craigslist and get somebody. Yeah, it's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah. So the
Charlie's just shaking his head.
Well, Charlie's looking at the post.
The whole social media thing is just so blown up. And these kids don't realize. They think everything they do on there is like
just their and their friends. They like this guy, this kid thought when he did this on social media that he was probably just gonna sell to all these people because right. he's like the smartest guy on the block because he's got social right. media in his pocket and the dumbest kid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the day, selling it out of your trunk of your car, that's one thing. You meet all these people, you make friends.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And all that stuff. But nowadays, these people put all this stuff on social media and you don't know what you're going to get.
And a lot of times they put my stuff on social media. I don't want right. my stuff on social media.
Not to mention they show up. You don't know who you show up with a big wad of cash. You don't know who you're showing up with. Yeah. Dino, I saw Dino do something very altruistic out there in the lobby before while you were helping customers.
What was he doing?
So one of the workers was sitting there, right, sitting on the, you know, so he's sitting on the desk out there, just hanging out, and he's like, "What are the?" And he goes to Dino, "What are the odds I get paid early?" Dino and Charlie Harper says, "What are the odds you even get paid?"
Yeah.
Dino,
you said it was a trick question.
Yeah, we thought he was messing with us. And Dino's like, "Are you serious? The odds are like 1 in 1,000 that you're going to get paid early." And the guy's like, "No, I need." The kid goes, "No, I need money." And I'm like, "He need money for a bail, a hooker? I didn't know what the kid need money for." I said, "What do you need the money for?" He said, "He just wanted to go to Applebee's."
Aww, well,
Dino gave him $40 out of his pocket.
That was, yeah, that's very nice, you Dino. Yeah. That's very, yeah. Well, me and Dino help a lot of people along our path because a lot of people have helped us, right? I mean, I agree.
A lot of people have helped us.
Yeah, so we try and do that. And you know, it's like the kid that stole from us yesterday. You know, I like that kid, and if he was having that much of problems, all you gotta do is came to me and probably asked me for something. I would have helped him. Dino knows how many young kids I helped, and, you know, most of the time got screwed, but, you know, whatever.
He treats them like the kids he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids he doesn't want.
Yeah.
The kids he doesn't need.
The kids he doesn't want.
And this is why I don't want, need them, or have them.
All right.
Okay.
Clay is ready. This is, what's the hint for this one?
A lyric.
All right.
This is a lyric. All right. And we'll, well, Charlie's losing here. So let's let Charlie go first.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Charlie spins 600.
S.
S. There is an S.
That's it. There's one S.
You sure about that?
Charlie gets.
You seem to all cross.
Yeah. There's an S. Go ahead, Charlie, spin again. $250 for Charlie.
T.
No. No T. All right. John's next. John spins $700.
R.
Yes. $3. You want to spin again, John? Or you want to buy a vowel?
I'll buy a vowel.
Okay, let's let him turn over the R's.
Okay, there. I still don't understand why he doesn't know where the R's are. I guess we need a little light bulb around it, like Vanna White gets.
Next time, just put the blank papers up there and give him a marker.
That is a pretty smart idea, Dino.
Oh,
yeah,
I come up with the best ideas at 12:30 at night.
I didn't think of that. Give
you ought to work the night shift. Give him a marker. Okay. I'm going to buy a ball. I'm going to buy an A.
There is
three A's.
And this is a lyric. Is it also a name of a firework?
You said it was firework themed.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see you're stumped on this one.
Yeah, it'll only take me a couple seconds.
All right, I'm going to spin again.
Are you sure those are in the right order?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. 600.
All righty, I'm going to go with an N. Nope.
No end.
Dino, hit that board.
Oh, I forgot a word. Yeah, you're right. It's right. Oh, Dino.
Oh, Dino.
Charlie.
What roll?
Oh, man. Do you win some for getting the most bankrupt?
You know, we were in Vegas. We saw a kid complaining he was playing Keno. He didn't get one number. And the girl says, you just won $1,000.
800.
Yeah, no numbers. 800.
800 for John.
So I'm going to go with... M.
Every once in a while, I throw one of those in.
Ding, ding.
Oh, five.
P.
No P.
Took you that long? I thought you were counting them up.
You're counting.
Charlie, 250.
Number seven.
D. John.
Oh, bankrupt.
Who spun that one? Dino?
Yeah.
Dino.
H.
900. Is there an apostrophe before the R? Why don't you flip the apostrophe?
Well, yeah, that we need to know.
Well, he, yeah. Flip the apostrophe. That's a given.
I'm suing you guys.
You, all right, who spun that? Charlie, 600.
I did. W.
There is a W.
Yeah, no?
Charlie, 300. Do you need to see these?
An L. An L? There is no L.
Johnny.
Oh, 300.
300. Is there a C?
Yeah,
there is a C.
All right. Spin again?
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
I know he knows it. You don't know, dude.
I don't know nothing. I'm stupid.
Yeah, you sing it half the time in the warehouse.
700,
okay.
John. 700, John.
I sing it at the time of an hour.
700.
Okay. I'm going to say a B.
Two of them. Oh, my God.
John, spin again.
Okay, I'll buy a vowel.
All right, buy a vowel.
Why?
Yes.
How many of them? Six?
One, oh. Two.
Two. Sometimes why, I guess it's a vowel, right? All right, John, spin again.
Okay.
You want to spin again, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Oh, he's going to go bankrupt. Oh, 300.
Oh, 300. Oh,
there's only like two consonants left.
Oh, my God.
Right now, Dino's thinking, and he owns the company.
to solve the puzzle, I'll be down like 8,000 to 200.
Pick a consonant.
I can't even think of a consonant right now. maybe. What are we having?
Here's the ones that you can't use.
Oh my god. Okay.
You got like 3 seconds. We're gonna buzz you off.
Is there F?
Ah.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, right. There is an F.
We were both waiting to get it wrong.
All right, Johnny.
Can I solve this puzzle?
Johnny can solve the puzzle.
Because, baby, you're a firework.
Yeah.
One below, Johnny.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for playing Wheel of Misfortune.
So who won? Thank you.
Man, oh, man. You wiped the slate clean.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Dino, how do you put up with this guy?
Yeah.
you're here. Did you want to rebut all the times we make fun of you? Did you want to say
no, that? But for episode 50, I'd like to see another roast.
A roast.
Well, I have one. If you want to sit in for episode 50, yeah. I got one. We have a movie trailer where you
and in the animations, I'd like to talk.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, we could get you a talking role in our next animation.
Maybe Dino could be Paulie and I can be Tony. And you can be Silvio from beyond. Oh, we're going to talk about that talking part. We'll have our people call your people.
We'll see. Maybe. Yeah. We don't know. Have your people call my people. Yeah.
Okay. So we can wrap this part of the episode up.
We can wrap this episode up. Episode 49, Fireworks Brigade.
Thanks, we probably still have to talk maybe a little bit longer or something later on about some stuff, I would imagine, on episode 49, besides just the Wheel of Fortune game.
Well, we did talk about fireworks. You want to talk more fireworks? We can talk now. Well, while we're here.
I got a load of truck fire full of fireworks.
Well, no, this will be good for episode 49 because we got episode 50 coming Monday night, the third and fourth. We'll do all fireworks then, and we'll talk about your trip with Ryan to go see Blondie.
And we have our
Sopranos theme, and we got the movie trailer. Yeah. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. This one was just the
Wheel of Fortune.
I have more puzzles if you want.
No, no.
I got like one or two more.
If we have any more puzzles, Charlie's going to memory.
No. Well, thanks, Charlie, again, once again, for sitting in. Anything you'd like to say?
Charlie said my fireworks are so loud they piss him off.
Hey, you know. I wanted to say we had we've been promoting that Fireworks Brigade cake.
Yeah.
There was actually like people out. Dino's been promoting us. He's been
bad marketing strategy. Bad marketing strategy.
That's what Dino tells everybody. Look, see, this is my idea.
Okay.
$3 for $99.
$3 for $99, we're making money. When you give a free Fireworks Brigade cake out for them to register on iTunes.
Subscribe.
And you've given out 400 cakes and you've got 3 registered people.
It's no.
Bad marketing.
Our numbers are shooting way up.
Yeah, we haven't gave out 400. I've been watching it close.
Our numbers are shooting way up. See, there was girls out there taking pictures with the cake.
Well, they worked for us.
Okay.
We hired them.
Come on.
So I'm glad we're raising up some numbers and we're getting some good positive feedback.
Well, yeah, I tell them, I say, here's Fireworks Brigade, register.
Yeah,
subscribe. Register, and then you can also listen to them make fun of me.
Yeah, there you go.
And then most of the people I say that to, they start laughing, and I think they will register because of me.
Yeah. I actually have a fireworks question for you. Is when so you have a cake that comes in every year, an old standby, name one, I don't even know.
Blonde joke.
So, I was going to say the same one.
Mm-hmm. See, you guys are
simpatico. Well, we think alike.
Yeah. So have you ever, do you experience where it'll have a different run from year to year and it'll be different or it'll be louder one year? Or not?
It's happened.
Has it happened? Charlie, you too? You think that?
When we first got Blonde Joke.
Yeah.
When we first started, 15 years, we've had it for 15 years, 14 years. It had some loud reports at the end. I mean, it was loud.
Yeah.
But over the years, they've changed the effect. I mean,
yeah.
It's still a good cake, but they do change.
Yeah, Baby Boomer's not the same either anymore.
Baby Boomer's open fire's not the same anymore
big
either.
Big and bold was not the same.
I mean, yeah, they change them up.
So how do you combat against that in your Wise Guy brand stuff?
I'm there in China testing them.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I don't buy it.
I actually had somebody ask me that today because I told them to subscribe to the podcast. It's a very smart marketing strategy, Dino. But anyway, so they subscribed and they're like, does Johnny really go to China? I said, yes, you can listen to like episode 8 or 9 and 10 when we were actually
in China. Yeah.
You
can,
but they didn't believe that you actually go there.
Well, because they're listening to the air guy and he doesn't go anywhere but the Chinese restaurant.
The guy from memory doesn't go anywhere?
No.
No?
But yeah, well, not to China, that's for sure.
No. So yeah, I was just wondering about that because I mean, even like paint colors change or whatever. You have a different run, a different SKU, whatever. But the fireworks.
How about like Beastmaster? One Beastmaster is huge, and the other one is smaller. We see that in the warehouse. One case is big, and the other case is smaller.
Really? They'll just change it up that drastically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you see, we had two things at Captain America. One was tall, one was short, out on the shelf. I saw that earlier. So a different factory. One factory probably stopped making it, and then they switch it to another factory, and it comes out differently. That's really what it boils down to, is switching it to a factory.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody else. But do they save the recipe? Is it like a recipe for cake?
They're supposed to save the recipe and use the same recipe, but
once
again, a different technician can change anything.
Well, and then plus the ingredients in that recipe can change, I would imagine, right?
Depends on where they get their stars from, where they're getting their materials from. Raw materials are really high in China right now, so a lot of things have changed.
They'll go to a cheaper manufacturer to try and save some money, and then the product will reflect that.
I guess the same thing as a baker, making a cake does the same thing. Try a different butter and whatever.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so. Same thing.
Everything's been going good. It's been busy, actually. Everybody who comes in says that everybody was expecting it to be a down year because of Tuesday, 4th of July, but I think...
Seems like nobody's budget went down. They all seem to... in fact, some people's budget went up.
Yeah. You're seeing a lot of sales, Charlie, where you're at?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good year.
Yeah, I didn't see any downtime at all.
The weather's kind of cooperating. It hasn't been really sunny or anything like that, but it's been chilly, but it's nothing that'll keep people away.
No, at least we're getting some rain. That was the main thing. So
you needed rain for the...
We're very dry, and Bismarck and all them are still dry.
They have a burn ban there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, that hurts. If it was a burn ban here, you wouldn't be able to sell?
Well, you could sell. You can't burn them.
Can't burn them, so... A lot of people go over to Minnesota and light them, but you wouldn't be able to light them here. So if you can't light them, why buy them?
Okay. Well,
that works out.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up and hit the 50? 50 is that a special thing? We're supposed to
silver? It's gold. A golden anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do a golden shower.
For you. Golden shower.
What do you do for 69?
Oh, wait till you see her.
Are you going to join us on episode 50, Dino? It's going to be the same time.
It's going to be the night before I attempt my somersault and cartwheel. Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, I'll be here.
I thought he was going to say it's going to be the night before I attempt suicide because we make fun of him so much.
No, we don't make fun of Dino. We actually laugh about Dino. That's what you keep us happy, Dino.
Today you said a funny one, the Planet Fitness.
Here we go. Let's bring that into the roast.
Well, I was walking by and I heard you guys talk about health clubs, which neither one of you should be talking about a health club, period.
I know.
Okay, so anyways, and I hear Ron say to Dino,
Planet Fitness is $8 a month.
Planet Fitness is $8 a month. And Dino's like, I never heard of Planet Fitness.
I said, there's no Planet Fitness here.
Oh, and I just tapped Dino on the shoulder. I says, you know only about the planet, not the fitness. So, and there's Clay going, wait, what do you mean?
What? What?
Isaac works at a Planet Fitness, which is shocking.
That's what cracks me up too. Yeah. So
they're not.
They don't discriminate.
They don't discriminate.
Yeah. He couldn't be a Hooters girl. No way.
No.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't let him work at Hooters. Okay.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Johnny's got to wrap it up.
We'll see you for episode 50. Anything you want to say before we check out there, Dino?
No. I'll see you for episode 50. Bye bye. Right.
Charlie, anything bye-bye. You want to say?
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Clay, good thanks night. For playing.
It took me a while for cause, and I'm like, because I'm thinking cuz, C-U-Z. I'm like, what's a five-letter word? And then I figured out.
I'm not good at real sports. Charlie, you got stuff by the back row. Thank you.
to say that again?
I said, thanks. This reinforces my knowing that I'm brain dead, man. It's like,
you don't do good at these video. You don't do good at these games, these game shows.
No.
Jeopardy, you didn't do too good at?
No, I think it's too much lead paint when I was a kid or something.